meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues until 9 p.m. Friday night. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 99. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 76. High temperatures reach up to 99. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Some residents across the state of Kansas could be seeing some higher utility bills with the company of Evergy after the announcement of the construction of Panasonic's new battery production facility near the Kansas City area. As they say, with the new production facility, they will be using a massive amount of energy from the company of Evergy. Some lawmakers concerned that the public may be consuming the brunt of the cost for that infrastructure upgrade. As Kansas Democrat State Representative John Carmichael says, rate increases could push some Evergy customers to the brinking point.
We are looking at rapid increases in electric rates, even without the Panasonic plant, based on this new rate application. We are looking at rate increases that are going to be so severe that I believe there will be some Kansans who won't be able to afford electricity, and we need to take this seriously.
That audio from KWCH News. The company of Evergy has released a statement saying, quote, while utility infrastructure is always a discussion point in these projects, we believe these types of investments will continue to have a positive economic impact. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you. Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area. Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com. The National Weather Service is currently heading out to Garden City and Dodge City, Kansas, as they expect to go through Finney County to survey some of the damage that was done from the tornadoes at the end of last week. As Cake News reports that as of Thursday evening last week, the forecasters had reported numerous amounts of damage from wind and hail, along with the tornado, along with causing massive amounts of flood in the Garden City area. Overall, many of the agricultural experts say that with some of the heavy rains, they saw more than 4 inches in overnight rain. And while it caused some flooding in the area, they were happy about it for the agricultural purpose of trying to refill the Ogallala Aquifer and help out with some of the farms and fields that have been struggling with the extreme drought. The Garden City Fire Department had posted on social media throughout the weekend several streets throughout the town that had been flooded with many stranded vehicles along Kansas Avenue, with firefighters deeming many of the streets to be unsafe and had urged people to stay home throughout the weekend. Cleanup efforts along with the damage assessment is still ongoing from local residents, law enforcement, and the National Weather Service that's based out of Dodge City.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The investigation is still ongoing with law enforcement in Lincoln, Nebraska, after the arrest of 26-year-old Zachary Syke, after concerns of him communicating with girls as young as 13 and 14 years old for multiple months. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Syke had been pretending to be a 17-year-old Lincoln Public School student to communicate with the children, and was arrested last week on charges at the Lincoln's Walt Library for 2 counts of sexual assault using an electronic communication device and 1 count of sex trafficking of a minor.
Later determined that he had actually graduated from Lincoln Public Schools in 2015. The focus has now shifted from trying to locate the suspect to trying to identify the scope of his actions. We're asking anyone who has had interaction with Shike or Hess, his alias, or may believe they are a victim of this case to come forward.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. According to court documents, he had communicated with children for months and even went on to meet some of the teenagers' families.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty at Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty at Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty at Ford with financing as low as 0.9%. APR. Inventory is growing and Rusty Eck Ford is discounting. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees, discounts off new Fords in stock. Includes Bronco, Raptor, and Trevor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $6,809. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28.18 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to prior sale. Expires 7/31/23.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took last week's meeting on the road, meeting at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. The 2024 budget was discussed with adjustments recommended. The board hopes to keep the levy as close as possible to 2023. Budget hearing is set for September 18th, 8:30 a.m. in the Commissioners' meeting room. Unanimous approval was given for publication of a road vacation for Quivira Road in Elm Creek Township from 11th Terrace to 12th Road, with a public hearing July 31st at 9 a.m. Resignation of Fred G. as Balderson Township trustee and appointment of Gary Weir to that post was approved unanimously. NextEra Energy is proposing a solar project for Washington County and spoke with commissioners recently asking for a letter of support. They noted that the project will bring benefits to landowners, increasing tax revenue and providing jobs. The Eagle Road Solar Project is in early developmental stages, with the energy firm, which is currently installing the High Banks Wind Project in Washington and Republic counties, developing the project. Interest from local landowners and officials is being gauged for an industrial-grade photovoltaic array in the Clifton area of Washington and Clay counties. Environmental studies and transmission line options are also being evaluated. Some 2,000 plus acres could be involved. If approved, construction could take 12 to 18 months and would likely be a culmination of a 5 to 6 year process of property acquisition, design, permitting, infrastructure development, and related approvals. Letters regarding land lease and mineral rights for oil and gas exploration in southeast Washington County have been received by local landowners, with natural gas operations extending that have included several recent wells drilled in Washington, Marshall, Riley, and Geary counties. Seismic data will identify geology, and testing would determine the potential for future development. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Thursday with a special meeting to work on the 2024 budget. Public hearings were held last week in Seneca and Sabetha to hear comments regarding the proposed comprehensive plan. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised they've been dealing with more inmates with mental illness. Options are being considered how best to deal with these going forward. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging is considering a fixed transit route that could include Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request for a detention center needs assessment, with the sheriff requesting the board look at what's needed at the jail overall to address adequate services for both staff and inmates. A public hearing was held last week with the Planning Commission, who voted 5-1 with comments and discussion to proceed with the recommendation to allow Hog Facility southwest of Adams. That will go to supervisors for a public hearing and consideration. The confined feeding operation could house over 6,000 head of hogs. Comments were heard for and against the project at the Planning Commission meeting. Inch to inch and a half diameter hail hit the Blue Rapids area early Saturday evening with pop-up thunderstorm activity. The storms were spotty in nature and damaged some crops, and roof damage was also reported. Big Indian Lake and Southern Gage counties again under a health alert for toxic blue-green algae, with public caution urged with water contact. Signs are posted closing swimming beaches, and while recreational boating and fishing is allowed, exposure to water should remain limited. A fatality accident in Pawnee County, Nebraska, July 10th, claimed the life of a Manhattan man. Muhammad Mahdi Mirage went off K-99 about 3 miles south of Burchard. His vehicle became airborne twice after striking driveways, then flipping over. The accident reported around 12:30 a.m. The driver, Muhammad Mahdi Mirage, was pronounced dead at the scene.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly sunny on Friday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and upper 70s. And still staying sunny as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July 91, record high on this date 112. The average low 70 and the record low 50. Sunset this evening 8:46, sunrise in the morning at 6:21.
Can a garden survive a gardener's extended absence? Some advice for leaving your plants home alone this summer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 25th, the 206th day of the year. NFL standout Walter Payton was born on this day, and in 1965, Bob Dylan played his first electrified concert at the Newport Music Festival. Can your garden survive your absence on a long summer vacation? Here are some techniques to help see it through. Before leaving, water plants thoroughly. Many will stop production if seeds mature, so pick ripe or nearly ripe fruit and remove seeds and spent flowers from flowering plants. Indoor plants should be removed from direct sunlight. Wrapping in clear plastic will help retain moisture, and clay pots can be placed in the bath or laundry tub in shallow water. And if you plan to be away for more than 2 weeks, consider hiring a plant sitter. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The basketball tournament, also known as the TBT tournament, is moving through after three rounds happening in Wichita at Koch Arena, with the Aftershocks going in as the first seed in the next round after winning their 10th game in a row on a familiar stomping grounds, beating the number three seed team, Arkansas, 63-59 on Sunday. As many of the players say, they're finally starting to get together as a team and look forward to moving on to the next round.
In our minds, we haven't even played close to well offensively. We know defensively, like, this is what we do, and we love it. We get to that stretch right going into the Elam, and we, you know, clap our hands, put on the hard hat, sit down, and it's just like, this is what we do. We know our identity. And so now it's like, at some point, they got to fall. At some point, we're going to play well offensively. We're creating now good looks. Like, first game, that wasn't really the case. Now we've got, you know, three games we've gotten under our belt, and we've gotten comfortable with each other, and I think guys are starting to generate good looks.
Quarterfinals are set for tonight against the number two seed, Heartfire, at 8 p.m.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty Eck Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell, with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty Eck Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0.9% APR. Inventory is growing, and Rusty Eck Ford is discounting. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discounts off new Fords in stock. Exclusive Bronco, Raptor, and Tremor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $6,809. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28.18 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to fire sale. Expires 7/31/23.
Kansas City Royals back in action tonight as well, with game number two on the way. On the road again against the Cleveland Guardians. They're coming off their three-game series against the New York Yankees, where the Yankees swept the Royals, finishing the series 5-4 for game number one, 5-2 in game two, and 8-5 in game number three. First pitch tonight at 6:10 for game number two. Game number three against the Guardians to finish off the series is a midday game on Wednesday, with first pitch at noon. Kansas City then comes home back to Kauffman Stadium for a three-game series against the Minnesota Twins and the New York Mets before heading back on the road against the Phillies. Royals move their record to 28-73 right now for the overall season, sitting still bottom the AL Central. On the road, they're... and 48. Mid-America Network Sports.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Add some sky-high beauty to your garden with compass plants. Their yellow sunflower-like blooms top 5 to 12 feet tall plants throughout the summer. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow the North American native compass plant in full sun with sandy to loamy soils. It's drought-tolerant once established and hardy in zones 3 to 9. Compass plant's 12 to 24-inch long dissected leaves resemble oak leaves. The lower leaves orient themselves along a north-south axis. This minimizes their exposure to intense midday sunlight, reducing moisture loss, an important adaptation for survival in their native prairie habitat. This leaf orientation inspired the common name, and past generations did use the compass plant to help with orientation. Watch for the variety of native bees, monarch, and sulfur butterflies visiting the flowers, as well as birds and small mammals feasting on the seeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's hard to describe just how famous this man had become. It's estimated that in the late 1920s, one in four Americans had traveled to see him in person. Who is it, and what did he do? It's our story for this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
In the late 19-teens and early 20s, pilots were vying for the Ortigue Prize, $25,000 for the first person to fly nonstop across the Atlantic. A successful airmail pilot operating out of St. Louis had an idea.
He's like, well, the issue is that these planes are too big, and that's why they can't do this. So he starts, in his mind, designing a plane that is small and designed for only one pilot. And he's like, if I can get this plane, I could be the one to do this.
Kayla Stilo is site manager of the Charles Lindbergh House and Museum in Little Falls, Minnesota. She says Lindbergh began developing the Spirit of St. Louis, a plane designed to fly as light as possible.
It doesn't have lights because he used a flashlight instead. And even to the point that his map, he cut off all the parts that he didn't think he'd be flying over because he didn't want that extra weight.
Storms caused Lindbergh to delay his takeoff from the U.S. for over a week. But on May 20th, 1927, Lindbergh took to the air from New York in his attempt to reach Paris and claim the prize.
33 and a half hours later, he touches down in Le Bourget, Paris. There was about 100,000 people there.
Lindbergh's fame continued to grow upon his return to the U.S. People wanted to see the young man who had accomplished the great feat.
He starts something called the Goodwill Tour. He takes the Spirit of St. Louis and flies all over the United States and eventually even into South and Central America to show the Spirit of St. Louis and to advocate for aviation. Within a couple years after that 1927 flight, one in four Americans had seen him in person.
Lindbergh's home here is a place that tells the story of the famous aviator. It is the only museum focused solely on his life and career. Traveling the countryside in Little Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Harvesting melons can be difficult because it's often hard to tell when they're ripe. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you're growing cantaloupe, there are several signs that will indicate when it's ready as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Cantaloupe or muskmelon? The terms are interchangeable for the most part. If you have some growing in the garden, you may be wondering how soon they can be harvested. Gilbert Miller is an area extension vegetable specialist with Clemson University. He says in general, the time from the female bloom to harvest is 30 to 35 days. The most noticeable sign that the melon is ready is when the fruit easily separates from the stem.
It'll be a cracking around the pedestal or the stem that attaches to the fruit. And they call this slipping, when you can just apply a little bit of pressure when you see that cracking and the stem comes off. That's at full maturity.
Your nose can also point out a ripe cantaloupe. Sniff where you pulled it from the stem, and there should be a strong aroma. Keep an eye on the outer rind. Miller says most varieties of cantaloupes will turn from a green to buff yellow color and begin to show a netting pattern on the surface as they ripen.
The veining on the fruit gets really dense as it matures, less slick surface area on the fruit. The netting, if you pay close observation to it, you'll see the netting will actually start, or the lines will start actually going up the stem, and that's a good indication that it's getting close to being mature.
After a cantaloupe is picked, it will ripen a bit more, but Miller says it won't get any sweeter. How you store it is an individual choice. Some people keep it on the counter. Others like to eat it cold and store it in the fridge. Miller says either way is fine, but it'll keep in the refrigerator for at least a week in excellent condition. You'll find more tips for growing and harvesting cantaloupe at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
once on a family road trip, my dad drove through the same intersection four times before admitting he was lost and needed some directions. It was pretty funny looking back on it, but it also taught me the importance of asking for help when you've gone off course. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. This principle applies to your financial goals too. After mapping out your money management strategy, remember to check in regularly to ensure you're still on the right path and ask for help if you're not. Are you still on track to reach your goals within your desired time frame? Do your financial habits align with your faith and values? If you feel lost or uncertain, seek guidance from someone you trust, like a financial professional. They can offer valuable insights to help get you back on track. By taking the time to reassess your plan and seek guidance when needed, you empower yourself to navigate the twists and turns of your financial road. And remember, even if you get off track, you can always find your way back with renewed clarity and purpose.
Bringing in the next generation and diversifying your farm's income at the same time. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. One of the stops on Purdue University's recent farm management tour was the Hackman Family Farm Market near Valonia, Indiana. Tom and Ruth Hackman expanded their cattle and row crop operation by acquiring an additional farm, then telling their college-bound children they would be involved in making it a produce farm. Daughter Megan Van Loo says they fixed up a former workshop to be the on-farm point of sale.
People actually like the shabby look because it makes them feel like they're getting something that was grown right here that didn't go far. There was not much to it. It's very simple. They want their food to be simple. You don't need it all stickered, labeled, waxed, colored. They don't want sprayed to make it a different color. They just want it how it is.
Another daughter, Jacqueline Jansinski, runs the subscription produce sales program.
The next generation likes delivery. Turns out there's a lot of older people that also don't want to drive to the country and get their groceries, and a lot of elderly people who can't grow gardens anymore. People just are excited for it every week. They say it's like Christmas. That's what a customer told us yesterday. It feels like Christmas every time I get a delivery. We're like Santa Claus. We're the real life Santa Clauses right here.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you could be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Helena Agri Enterprises invites everyone out to all of the area county fairs. Take a moment to look at and support all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patron support. Thank you.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Tuesday, July the 25th. I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA's Economic Research Services Food Expenditure Series shows consumer spending preferences are changing. Danny Mudge, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says most notably, food away from home spending has exceeded food at home spending.
Spending away from home surpassed food at home spending by over $300 million last year, the largest gap ever. Biggest categories there are full service restaurants at about 34% of spending away from home and quick service restaurants at about 34% of food away from home. food sold at merchandise stores and vending machines have gone up, the largest increase for food spending away from home.
Munch says there are many ways consumers are changing how they purchase food.
Traditionally, grocery stores consistently captured the largest market share of what people were purchasing to eat at home. That percentage has gone down significantly. So, for instance, in 1999, grocery stores accounted for 72% of all at-home expenditures. Last year, that had dropped down over the course of 25 years to 50% of at-home spending. Much of that decline was because of the growth of warehouse clubs and supercenters and home delivery.
Munch says there are regional differences in the data as well.
So, for instance, in rural Northeast states like New Hampshire and Maine, food costs on average are already higher than the rest of the country, but because they have such higher rural populations, folks eat at home more often, so they spend more money on food at home versus places like Hawaii, Nevada, which has Las Vegas, and Florida, where there's much more tourism happening and people spend a lot more money away from home. I mean, it's important for farmers to be aware of these changes because it influences how their products are ultimately sold.
Now, you can learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. Let's look at your ag news for this Tuesday, July the 25th, from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a terrific Tuesday.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Our farm and ranch dogs are always there for us, and we owe it to them to protect their health. Parasites and tick-borne illnesses are preventable. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Be part of the working staff or just a loving family companion. Either way, the dog is up against a different set of health hazards than his urban cousins, and it's up to you to understand what those potential health risks are and do your best to prevent them. Dr. Paul DeMars is a clinical associate professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the environment a farm dog lives in can contribute to infectious diseases.
Like leptospirosis, which is a bacterial disease transmitted in the urine of infected wildlife, primarily rats and raccoons, and dogs contract it by drinking contaminated water. Some of these lepto strains can also come from cattle. So a working cattle farm, you're going to have that as a risk. But the chances of the dog getting sick from those strains are not as great as from the other ones.
Dogs that spend more time outside are at a greater risk for mosquito bites, which can transmit heartworm disease. He says fleas and ticks are another hazard in many areas of the country.
You know, in a well-manicured back lawn, their risks are pretty minimal. But in the wilds where you have tall grass and leaf litter and all those types of things, then your risk of tick-borne illnesses rise spectacularly. So good tick control, good parasite control, appropriate vaccinations are the things we can do to mitigate those risks.
Your veterinarian is an ally in keeping the animal healthy, and that starts with a visit to the vet every year. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about health risks for farm dogs at agriculture.com.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. It is Tuesday, July the 25th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, yesterday we had grains up and livestock down. Today, livestock started up, but now they've retreated somewhat. And grains, well, down a lot today compared to yesterday. Corn for September, 555 and a quarter. That's down 5 1/4. December corn also down 5 1/4 at 562 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September, 906 1/2. That's down 12. December Kansas City wheat at 914 1/4. That's down 11. Taking a look at oats for September, down 6 3/4 at 443 1/2. December oats at 465. That's down 5 3/4. Soybeans for August, 1513 1/4. That's down 10. September soybeans, 1447 3/4. That's down 5 1/2. Looking at cotton for October, $88 right now. That's up $2.42. December cotton at $86.39. That's up $1.24. Live cattle for August, 178.32 1/2. That's down 42 1/2 cents. October live cattle, 179.50. That's down 80 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 242.97 1/2 cents. That's down 27 1/2 cents. September feeders at 246.25, and that's down 37 1/2 cents. Oil, crude oil for September, $79.76. That's up $1.03. October crude at $79.33, and that's up 93 cents. Looking at gold on this Tuesday, gold for August, $19.63.30. That's up $1. Gold for October, $19.82.50. That's up 90 cents. Silver for July, $24.73.50. That's up 29 cents. September silver, $24.83. That's up 24 cents right now. That's your market information.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, I want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In wheat stubble after harvest, producers are likely seeing weeds make an appearance. K-State weed management specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses one of those potential weeds, kochia. Gaining control over the weed is important, and Lancaster reviews the list of possible herbicides to do so with.
After the combine moves through and all of their friends that are hanging out in the soil seed bank are going to start to emerge. So being on top of weed control and wheat stubble is going to be super important for folks this year. There are not a ton of products that are specifically labeled for weed control in fallow situations. We can kind of be clever about how we interpret labels and make that list a little bit longer, but a strict reading of the labels leaves us with a pretty short list.
Choosing a herbicide and using it to its best potential is critical for the best control.
Paraquat is often used for weed control in wheat stubble because it can be very effective. There are some things to consider. It works better in a combination with a Photosystem II inhibitor. I've been hearing quite a few folks talk highly of Sharpen. So Sharpen is a contact herbicide. It has just a smidgen of residual activity, so folks can take advantage of that. Things to think about when you're using Sharpen is that it really does need a methylated seed oil, an MSO, as well as an AMS product to get maximum control. And again, good spray coverage is really important there as well. Folks need to pay careful attention to what their rotation plans are, what rates they're going to use, and what are the organic matter and texture of their soil.
Lancaster continues with herbicides that people can use for kochia and weed management in wheat stubble.
Another product that has been around a while and we're seeing lots of use of is flumioxazin or Valor. This product is going to provide a longer period of weed control, typically doesn't require a lot of rainfall for activation, can be tank mixed with some other products to increase the spectrum of weed control or to enhance control of weeds. The third product that is in that same kind of group would be a product called Reviton. And Reviton is going to look a lot like Sharpen. Needs both the seed oil, the MSO, and the AMS. And the other thing about Reviton and Sharpen is that they don't provide great grass control. So if you're trying to clean up grassy weeds or volunteer wheat, you're going to need to put some glyphosate in with those two products.
That was K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster with information on herbicides that can contribute to controlling weeds this time of year in wheat remnants. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.